Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.
From St. Louis Public Radio. This is St. Louis on the Air.
And so when it came time to figuring out what this fish might sound like, I don't know why this happened, but I have to say it's kind of my impression of a fish doing an impression of Louis Armstrong underwater.
So it all makes sense now that you explain it. It's like, oh, that's exactly what she was going for.
Thank you. I'm so glad it came across.
If you do 720 frames per minute, that means if you're making a minute-long film, that will take you 180 hours.
Honestly, I feel like that's kind of the feeling that we might have all been feeling in the last year and a half, is the idea that we all need to pivot.
I'm Sarah Fenske. Cinema at City Garden announced the winners of its seventh competition last week. The biennial program is organized by Cinema St. Louis. It was open to St. Louis area filmmakers submitting a short work incorporating a seemingly simple theme, nature. The winning film claimed a $1,500 prize and will be shown along with the runners-up on the giant video screen at City Garden beginning this Friday, May 28th. The videos will play on a loop from 5 to 10 p.m. daily through June 27th. And for City Garden visitors, that means a chance to see Lake Lock Pond Monster by Carolina Diz and Brittany Zeinstra. And that clip is from the short film Lake Lock Pond Monster. It's an utterly charming 2.5-minute animated fish tale that suggests there might be more joy in not catching the big one. And joining us now are its filmmakers. Carolina Diz, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's so great to be here.
And Brittany Zeinstra, welcome.
Hi there. It's so great to be here.
So congratulations to you both on your victory. I was shocked to learn you made this very clever film in just 48 hours. Carolina, what was the prompt that brought it into existence?
Yeah, it was really short time. I went to film school in New York, and I read in an email that they sent that they were doing a 48-hour animation festival. And I've always wanted to kind of get involved with one of those. It's basically a challenge that you have 48 hours to create something from the very beginning to completion. And Brittany and I just happened to be at the Lake of the Ozarks when they gave us the prompt. And the prompt for that specific competition was urban legend or folklore. And so immediately we were like, well, what can we do at the lake? Obviously, there's a lot of like fishing, and we thought a Loch Ness Monster type mystery. And so it just kind of built on itself. And what's funny is we were originally thinking of doing something really dramatic, and then it ended up just us being hysterical and having a lot of fun. and this is what came about. And we really didn't expect anything from it. We just wanted to have a lot of fun. And we're just so shocked and happy that the jury at City Garden had the same sense of humor that we did.
So, yeah, I mean, this sense of fun in this film. And Brittany, a big part of my enjoyment of this comes down to the part where this monster, the urban legend Loch Ness type monster in a Lake of the Ozarks type situation, comes up and starts singing. I understand that's your voice that did the singing.
Yes. So I was in charge of the sound for the film, and Carolina did all of the artwork. So I did ukulele, fish voice, and Foley. So I did like the water sounds, the dock creaking, the fishing poles whipping, all the background atmosphere that makes the visual field feel more real. And so when it came time to figuring out what this fish might sound like, I don't know why this happened, but I have to say it's kind of my impression of a fish doing an impression of Louis Armstrong underwater.
So I
right? This all makes sense now. Now that you explain it, it's like, oh, that's exactly what she was going for.
Thank you. I'm so glad it came across.
And yeah, this fish just has such a charming personality, and we kind of grow to like this girl who's fishing for him. Carolina, is it hard to get characters that people will root for when you have to squeeze everything into 2.5 minutes?
It was definitely a challenge. I think we began, you know, we're both very ambitious. We've both been told that we try to do ambitious projects. And I guess on the long term, it kind of feels like an insult at this point, because we're like, oh, we want to create this, and maybe they don't quite believe in us. But immediately with this one, we were thinking of a whole like 10-minute film. But with animation, it takes so long. And so it was really just a matter of cutting corners and figuring that out. And just to give an idea of how long animation takes, typically there's, you know, 12 seconds or 12 drawings per second. Mm-hmm. So drawing one frame might take you 15 minutes. And if you do 720 frames per minute, that means if you're making a minute long film, that will take you 180 hours. So we definitely, for a 2.5 minute film, we had to cut a lot of corners, change the style of animation, reduce the drawings per second. And visuals are so much more forgiving than sound. So we were really able to fill in a lot of the empty spaces with the sound. And many times the sound basically insinuated the action. I don't know, Brittany, if you want to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's so true in animation that you just have to get really clear on your characters, on their goals, and the arc of the story, and you have to make it happen very quickly. So while, a 10-minute story might have been a little bit more interesting, we we started going more with a comedic story to try to capture people's hearts. And I have to just say we're floored that other people had our same silly sense of humor, and the jury at the City Garden Film Festival enjoyed our short film enough to award us first prize. I feel so fancy now. I'm so excited to go see it.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are so fancy now. And this film, I mean, you know, I think I can see why the jury loved this film. I mean, it is just so charming, and you pack so much heart and whimsy into this 2 minutes and 20 seconds. At one point, your protagonist writes the fish a note, and this note just made me laugh out loud. I watched this film multiple times. Every time I start laughing when I get to the note. "Sorry for trying to kill you," the fisher woman writes. "It was my dream to catch you, but I'll find a new dream." Brittany, do you see this as sort of the heart of the film? The idea that, you know, you don't have to chase that great white whale. You can let the whale go, and maybe he'll sing a duet with you.
Honestly, I feel like that's kind of the feeling that we might have all been feeling in the last year and a half, is the idea that we all need to pivot in some way or another. And I very, very much felt that. I'm an actor, and I'm usually in theater on stage, and having to pivot in this last year and find other creative endeavors and also other ways to make money, it's been a big challenge. But knowing that that you might not have to chase the great white whale all the time, and there's other dreams out there for you, I hope that touches other people's hearts. It made me laugh whenever I read it, so I'm really glad it made you laugh too.
Yeah, no, it's just a lovely moment. So, Carolina, I'm curious to hear about how this dynamic twosome came together. It sounds like you guys have done a lot of projects. Brittany mentioned that she's an actor. What's your background, and how did you two come into the same orbit?
Yeah, we've definitely worked together a lot. I think about 3 years ago, we met when I was holding auditions for one of my films, and we just immediately bonded, not only on a personal level, but also artistically. And we've both been trained professionally in different ways. Brittany, you know, is a dancer, singer, actor, and I produce, edit, animate. So we can combine those and create an environment that's uniquely collaborative and true to us. And it's always an open book with us. There's always a lot of laughter, a lot of ideas, and there's no such thing as a bad idea. And we just build off of each other constantly.
Brittany, do you feel that, you know, when you guys are collaborating, you're almost egging each other on, but in a good way?
100%. That's how these films end up looking like they're going to be 10 minutes long. It's funny, we always end up combining our powers to make something on a whim, usually. So we see a rooftop in Brooklyn that we want to dance on top of. We have a song that we really are excited about, and about 24 hours later, we have something made. And I mean, as to the future of the process that we're trying to make together, we love our process. We love how whimsical it is, but it often means that we're burning the candle at both ends. So I think we're looking forward to some projects in the future that might have a little bit more planning on the forefront.
Not just do everything in that 48-hour sprint.
Exactly.
So I mentioned earlier, this contest is open to St. Louis-based filmmakers. And Carolina, I understand that's you. You live in St. Louis. You have a very interesting background. Tell us a little bit about that and what first brought you here.
Definitely. I was born in Argentina and just kind of lived abroad in France, China, New York, and here. I've been hopping around because of my father's international job. And I've just honestly, throughout it all, have found a home within my art. And so I've just kind of honed into drawing. That's something that you can always take with you. And every time I come back to St. Louis, there's something that just keeps calling me back here. I think I spent a lot of formative years here. And I think it just gives me so much that I can continue creating. And just it really enhances the creative spirit that I have. And so it's been wonderful living here and creating projects. And now with so much work being remote, I currently work full time at the Dodo as a producer and editor. But I have time now on the weekends to go and explore, you know, things in St. Louis that will also feed into my artistic endeavors. And so I feel so fortunate to be living here and have the time to keep creating. And it's really just a rich cultural artistic hub in the city, and I'm excited to keep exploring.
So, Brittany, I understand your connections to St. Louis are a bit more tenuous, but you have spent some time here.
I have. I've been fortunate enough to work at the Muni, Meet Me at the Muni, the Muni in Forest Park, a few times. I did Mamma Mia there a few years ago, and they had their 100-year gala, and I was fortunate enough to perform during that. We did numbers from all sorts of shows. There was Tommy Toon was there. We had Chita Rivera. Everybody was there.
Nice.
It was an incredible night. There were fireworks. It was amazing. And so that was my first experience being in St. Louis. But every time that I come back, I'm really honestly floored, especially in the middle of America, having so many connections to such rich artistic life. You have, you know, well, in normal days, you have the orchestra, the symphony.
Mm-hmm.
You have all such wonderful museums. You have the park itself, which has the botanical gardens. It's just a wonderful, rich tapestry. And I was really amazed to find that, and so much green space in the middle of Missouri.
And so for Brittany, it's for somebody who hasn't spent as much time here, I'm curious, prior to this competition, did you ever get a chance to go to City Garden?
I actually haven't. I've heard of it. I mean, I haven't even seen the arch. I feel like such a bad tourist.
Oh,
I think
my
I need
goodness.
To come back.
You are a bad tourist.
I know. I'm a terrible tourist, but I'm really excited this summer. I think I'll get a chance to come back because, you know, theater hasn't been happening for a while, and I think we might not be back for a few more months. So I'm really excited. I think I'll come back and be able to see our film playing, which would be really, really fun.
So you can time that City Garden visit, actually see yourself on that video screen.
Exactly. It's all just an ego trip for me, so I'm really excited.
And Carolina, for you, I imagine the City Garden is on your list of local favorites.
Absolutely. It's next to some great coffee shops as well. And I feel like as a resident, I've also not been to as many places as I would like to go. I feel like you kind of forget to be a tourist when you live here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty great that you can just take a little car ride and be in all these beautiful places for sure.
So, Carolina, I'm curious, when did you learn that you had actually won this Cinema at City Garden competition?
We had actually submitted our film back in like October. I remember I just wanted to apply to some local film festivals again because St. Louis is just home in my heart. And suddenly, I think we found out a couple weeks ago that it had not only gotten selected, which I was really pumped about, but it won first prize. And I just immediately texted Brittany and I'm like, can you believe it? They thought it was funny.
That's great. So $1,500, I mean, that's a nice little prize right there. Carolina,
definitely.
Do you have plans for that money?
Honestly, it will probably go into our next production. We're constantly, like I said, thinking about new ideas and thinking about what to do next. And so that is super incredibly helpful to create the next form of art or help us along the way, for sure.
Well, Carolina Diz, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Brittany Zeinstra, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Carolina and Brittany's award-winning film is Lake Lock Pond Monster, and you can see it alongside the other winner short films on City Garden's video wall that's beginning this Friday. It will play on a loop daily through June 27th. And hopefully you will laugh at the fish just as much as I did.
Mm-hmm.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.